You remember the last time that the World Health Organization declared a pandemic? That was round about here. And then they started printing money uncontrollably, and that caused the biggest crypto and liquid asset bull run that we had ever seen, pretty much. Well, guess what? Now the World Health Organization has declared a pandemic again. This time it's not COVID. This time it's a pandemic called monkeypox.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern.
So the question is whether monkeypox is the next pandemic, which has mysteriously sprung up just a few months before the US elections, which is going to get us to wear masks, be in lockdowns, and maybe even to get voters in the United States to send their ballots, not to have to go and vote in person. That's the big question. And if that is the big question, if it does happen, then are we going to actually get crazy money printing again and go into full bull mode? Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Also, I'm going to make a tier list today, an unbelievable tier list, and I'm going to show you a market that's maybe more profitable, more fun, and more, I said more fun, and more fair than meme coins. So that's what we're going to be doing today. Let's go, guys. Happy Independence Day to all of our Indian viewers. I, you know, even though it is Indian Independence Day, I decided to come to work today because a lot of people said I'm Indian. You remember that. In fact, when I was looking at Google today, I see more people. I mean, get this. So first of all, people are Googling whether I'm Indian. I thought we discussed that I'm not Indian. And unlike Kamala, I'm not Indian. But I still see people are looking at that. But the more interesting thing is, look how many people are Googling about my wife. So it means that more people are Googling to see if I'm single than are Googling to see if I'm Indian, which I think is good. I mean, it shows that there's high demand for this coin, Anyway, so happy Independence Day to all of our Indian viewers. I know we've got a massive Indian community. Happy Independence Day to all the Indians that work with us. We don't give you the day off, although some people did actually take it. Lots to talk about today from Ranjit, coming here live from the studio. Ranjit, Imran, call me whatever you want. Happy Independence Day. Someone says my favorite Indian. Imran or Ranjit, you take your pick. All right, let's get into the alpha of the show. Remember, if you're not already subscribed to the channel, subscribe to the channel as soon as possible, because if we get to a million subscribers, not if, when we get to a million subscribers, that's when we're giving away the banter bags. And that's going to make millionaires. So, let's go. Today's going to be, I think, quite a fun show. We've got a tier list. We're making an unbelievable tier list. Crazy tier list today. And I'm going to show you a game, not a game, a crypto trend that is more fun and the odds are more in your favor than meme coins. And we're actually going to take we're going to make some money doing this. All right, let's go. So can we just talk about what happened yesterday? Please, can we just spend 2 minutes talking about what happened yesterday? We got the CPI numbers and they were better than expected, i.e. lower CPI than expected, i.e. inflation is going away. We had a market pump. We went to 61,600. And then, I mean, when that happened, the numbers were so much better than we expected. And the market priced in a rate cut, a single rate cut, which is exactly what I said. One rate cut, 76.5% chance of one rate cut. And everything was going fine. In fact, we even got better jobless data or stable jobless data, which kind of positions the Fed's position that they have to reduce rates because now the job market is no longer overheated and the inflation market is no longer overheated. And it's time to actually start reducing rates. And then after all of this, which is exactly what we wanted, what does the market go and do? It goes and dumps. Why does the market go and dump? Because, get this. The market dumped because the government, the US government this time, moved 10,000 Bitcoin from one of their wallets to another wallet at Coinbase Prime. So literally everything was going according to plan and Bitcoin was at 61,500 and potentially we could have rallied like the NASDAQ and all the other markets. What did we do? We dumped. Why did we dump? Because the US government moved 10,000 Bitcoin to Coinbase Prime from one wallet to another wallet. This market has become so sensitive. I mean, this market has become more sensitive than some of my ex-girlfriends during that time of the month. I'm not even kidding. That's how sensitive this market is, okay? We're not... They literally told us not so long ago that they were going to move stuff to Coinbase because the US Marshal Service had an arrangement or an agreement or a contract with Coinbase. And now they are moving the coins there and the market went and dumped. I really, really, really think that we should just get these coins out the way. And I wish the US government would actually just sell these coins and get them out the way so that the market could stop being so sensitive every time the US government moves the coins. Because if you look at the data that came out yesterday, the data was much better than we expected. And if you round up the data, if you don't round up the data, because remember the Fed round up data, the headline CPI was actually 0.1459, which is, and they reported it as 0.2. Core CPI was 0.1652, which is also rounded up to 0.2. Like, the data was so good. The Nasdaq celebrated. Celebrating again today. Again, up another 1% today. The US dollar dropped, but I mean, it has increased slightly. Everything went well, except crypto. Crypto decided to dump because of the US government moving coins from one wallet to another wallet. I mean, this has become crazy. This has become absolutely crazy. That's how sensitive this market is. Anyway, let's get to the topic at hand, the one we were going to talk about. Did anyone bring me a mask? I need a mask. An N95, KN95. Remember those KN95 masks? I'm not kidding. There may be another pandemic. No jokes. There may be another pandemic. We are now in August, September, October, November. That is when the U.S. election takes place. 3 months before the U.S. election elections take place. You won't believe what's going on. Exactly 3 months before the U.S. elections. You won't believe it. But we do have another pandemic. Exactly like the previous elections where we had pandemics and we had lockdowns. This time we have a pandemic and the pandemic is actually monkeypox. So monkeypox, this is what monkeypox is. Apparently there's a surge. This is what it looks like. I think, I must say, it looks pretty bad. Like, it looks really bad. It looks terrible. It is a disease which is transmitted through direct close contact with infectious skin, lesions, or bodily fluids, as well as respiratory droplets during prolonged face-to-face interactions. This reeks of mask mandates. And yesterday, the World Health Organization came out and declared it a pandemic.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying. In addition to other outbreaks of other clades of mpox in other parts of Africa, it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives. Today, the emergency committee...
Okay, so they have declared this a pandemic. I mean, a lot of people predicted that there would be a pandemic, an mpox pandemic. There was actually a poll on Poly Markets. Poly Markets is the... I'll show you, and then they talk monkeypox pandemic. There is a 20% chance of a monkeypox pandemic, actually, in 2024. Actually, but not, it's 100% chance because it's now been declared a pandemic, right? Now, Trump came out, and he basically said, look, when I heard about this, I thought it was ridiculous. And when they said mpox, I thought they said Mt. Gox. I was the same as this guy. They said mpox, I thought they meant Mt. Gox. Immediately, I went to the Mt. Gox wallets to see if anything was moving. None of the tokens were moving. Then I realized, oh, they're actually talking about mpox, not Mt. Gox. I'm serious. Do you know the reason why they don't call it monkeypox? Do you know why they call it mpox? Because some people get offended when people say monkey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding. There are people that get offended when people call something a monkey. Anyway, Trump's not buying this thing, obviously. He's raising alarm bells.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into
the 2024 election.
Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
That's my man. That's my man. Anyone that even says mask mandate, vaccine mandate, we will cut your funding. That is how to deal with it. That is how to deal with it. If you make people wear masks, cut the funding. If you close the schools, we cut the funding. That's what that's the man. That's the person that I support. I can't support anyone that says that we're going to go into another lockdown. Now, I want to know something in the chat. If there was a lockdown, would you comply with the lockdown? Yes or no? Just put that in the chat. Also, let's just do the poll, even though they're going to kick us off YouTube. Are the Democrats trying to rig the election? Yes or no? Just put two polls. Yeah, I'm sure. It's fine. I know they're going to take the stream down. It's fine. I know they're going to take the stream down. Doesn't matter. We'll watch the stream while it's still here. 4,000 people are watching the stream now, so they're lucky. The hysteria comes in, of course, at the moment of financial fragility, unsustainable debt, interest rates payments, illiquid bond market. I mean, look, for us, on the one hand, we don't want monkeypox, mpox, sorry. I apologize for upsetting the virus, for calling the virus by its pronoun or whatever you call it. Anyway, mpox, for us, if we do get mpox and they do lockdowns, we kind of know what happens next. They just start sending us money. And we'll just take the money and we'll just reinvest it into the markets and we can have a party. But to be honest, I'm going to be honest here. I mean, they may make some hype about this. And we did talk about it today, but I don't really think there's going to be any kind of lockdowns. I don't think there's going to be any kind of mandates. I think that this is a pandemic, probably, but I don't think we're heading for another COVID. I mean, I really hope I'm right here, but I don't think we're heading for another COVID. I just think that we have such PTSD from the last time that we had a pandemic, that now when they use the word pandemic, we immediately see money printing and we immediately see lockdowns. But I don't think it's going to happen. I really hope it doesn't happen, even though I do want the markets to run. Anyway, so that's what's happening on Mpox. On Bitcoin, there's not much happening. I do see we are moving back towards the 60,000 after everybody acted like premenstrual women yesterday. Because the coins were moving, everyone was very sensitive about it. I understand it happens every now and then. Otherwise, the market's been really, really, really boring. I mean, just look at that. We've been consolidating for 161 days. In fact, so boring that people are making tier lists of vegetables. I kid you not. People are making tier lists of vegetables. Ansem made a tier list of vegetables. I want to actually just let's look at it. So he's got cabbage. Is S the best one?
Yes.
He's putting cabbage as the best. I mean, okra is not bad. Potatoes, if they're fried, aren't bad. I would have put avos in the top one as well. I would have put avos there. But actually, avo is a fruit. Avo is a fruit. Red onion in A. I'd put jalapenos in A. I'd put kale in B. I think he's right with kale in B. Eggplant. I would move eggplant up because there's a lot of stuff you can do with eggplant, no? Like, you can make dips, and you can make dips. You can make, like, you can smoke it. I would have put eggplant much higher. Broccoli, I'd put fucking in F. Edamame's good. Edamame, I'd put in A. I don't know. Let me know what you guys are. Let me know what you guys are. What do you guys think? Onion, I'd move right down to D. In fact, fuck it. Let's make a fruit one. I mean, there's nothing happening on the market, so you might as well make a fruit one. Let's do a fruit one. Here it is. Okay, let's do a fruit tier list. Okay, let's start with mango. Mango is fucking A grade. How do you move? Okay, and mango goes straight to the top. Kiwi, straight to the fucking top. Watermelon, straight to the top. Straight to the top. Avos goes to A, right? Avocado goes to A. Coconut, A, B. Because sometimes coconut can be dry. Guava. C, huh? No, guava's like a B. Guava's a good B. Is a mushroom a fruit? Fucking magic mushrooms go straight to the top, but I don't think it's a fruit. Bananas like Old Faithful. It's a B. It's always a B. Anyway, that's how bored people are of the market. The markets are just moving sideways. People are making tier lists with fruit and vegetables. I guess one thing I read here, I mean, the YouTube views are down. Coinbase rankings are down. Trading volume is down. One thing that's not down is our call from yesterday in Front Runners, where I said to you guys, I'm buying Phantom, and we actually spoke about it on the show. We'll finish the tier list later, guys. We'll finish the tier list later. So I promise you, exactly, mushroom is not a fruit. Mushroom is not a fucking fruit. I don't know who made mushroom a fruit. Our Phantom call, which was on Front Runners, is up. Remember, I gave you guys like a special on Front Runners. I said if you want to join Front Runners, join now while it's quiet, and I'll give you your money back. If you're unhappy in a month, I'll give you your money back. There's a link below here to Front Runners. Just do it. We do lots of tier lists on Front Runners as well, just by the way. Yeah, I do see some traders positioning themselves long. People, Phantom calls up. Phantom's going. I think Phantom will continue to go up. Otherwise, market pretty much moving sideways. There was something that happened yesterday on the political front, which I think is worth probably talking about. That is that yesterday Chuck Schumer was on a, what did he call it? He called it like a sandbox.
It's great to be here for everybody with so many leaders in crypto. And I appreciate this great invitation. First, let me thank Mark, not only for his introduction, but as I said, for doing so many good things in so many good areas. This guy cares about things and he calls me up about them all the time. Make this part of the world better, that part of the world better, etc. I also want to thank Sheila Warren and all of you for being here. Now, there's great enthusiasm for the Harris Wall ticket from every corner of our country. You can feel it. You can see it. You can smell it. It's gotten Democrats and Americans as a whole who are worried about the advent of Donald Trump so excited. And why are we here today? Because we all support Vice President Kamala Harris to be our next president. And we all believe in the future of crypto, as Mark outlined. I believe in my bones that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will win this election. They'll lead Democrats to the majority. We'll keep the majority in the Senate. We'll get the majority in the House, and then there ain't nothing stopping us. Now, being here with you today is very important, and that's why I made time on my schedule here. Crypto's been around, of course, for over a decade. It's grown more influential than anyone could have anticipated years ago. Each and every day, as Mark said, it's not an elite thing. An estimated 20% of Americans use these assets, and this will only grow in size and scale. I believe that Congress has a responsibility to provide common sense and sound regulation on crypto, and we need your support to make sure that any proposal is bipartisan. That's the only way we get things done. Ultimately, my goal when it comes to crypto regulation is this. I want to bring members on both sides of the aisle here in the Senate together, create momentum so we can pass sensible legislation that helps the United States maintain its status as the most innovative country in the world. My goal is to get something passed out of the Senate and into law by the end of the year, and I believe we can make that happen.
Okay, so the Democrats have just said, well, Chuck Schumer, who is a Democrat, a senator, he said, his goal is to make crypto regulation clear by the end of the year. Now, listen, the elections are just before the end of the year. So, hey, dude, if you're serious, make it clear by the end of the year. If you do, take the votes that come with it. I don't think you will, because I think you guys are just a bunch of big talkers, and that's exactly what's going on here. I don't believe in any that I believe that they're trying to rally the votes, but they are in office right now, and they can make shit happen. And what are they doing? What have they actually done to make shit happen? Nothing. And I think that Eleanor Terrett is actually right here when she says, another thing I heard a lot tonight was pro-crypto Democrats saying that with Kamala Harris, we have a clean slate and she won't be like Biden when it comes to crypto policy. But it's been pointed out many times that Senator Warren and her associates have heavily been involved in crafting of many Biden's policies. Warren has endorsed Harris, and Harris knows how powerful an ally Warren actually is. Not counting on it, not buying on it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Looking at Poly Markets, guys, let's quickly look at the election odds on Poly Markets, presidential elections. The probability of Kamala winning, 54%, and the probability of Trump winning, 44%. And this is actually what I want to talk to you about today, because I think I may have found something that's quite fun to play. So remember I said to you that I think that we're pretty much entering the end of the meme coin trend, right? I think it's like the end of meme coins. Meme coins aren't fun anymore. The odds of winning, there's too many coins launching, there's not enough people. I haven't had fun playing meme coins for a long time. And the reason why I have no more fun playing meme coins is there's just too much going on and the probabilities are too small to win. But I'm a crypto guy, just like you guys are crypto people, and I'm always looking for dopamine. And it's not actually only dopamine that we're looking for. What we're looking for is we're looking for affirmation loops in our brains to say, hey, we said something and it happened, and that's what gives you the dopamine hit, right? When you call it a token and that token actually goes up, then you get a dopamine hit, which is like a feedback loop in your brain that says, you said something was going to happen and it happened and you became richer. And that dopamine hit is what is why we enjoy crypto so much. We love it when we call a token and that token goes up, and then we call it again and it goes up again, and then we call it again and it goes up again. That's why we're in crypto, because we're dopamine addicts. What MemeCoin showed us was that we could take attention and we could create value out of attention, and we could monetize the value out of attention. And for a long period of time, that was actually quite fun. We had a lot of fun creating attention, moving attention from one place to another. And if we were right about where the attention was going to go, we landed up making money. That's it. And that's why we loved meme coins. Problem is, meme coins aren't fun anymore. But I think that there is something that can be almost as much fun as meme coins that you can do with crypto, and it might be the evolution of meme coins. And that is where the attention is going to go next, and how right are we about where this attention is going to go. And the truth is, you don't have to be right or wrong. You can just be right for a certain period of time. And what I mean is, I'm talking about prediction markets. So this is what a prediction market is. And you can pretty much bet on anything. And I want to just show you how quickly and how easily you can bet. Now, look, I don't have money loaded up on this wallet. So you can see I don't have cash here, but I will show you how easy it is to make money or to play on prediction markets. So I'm using Poly Markets. You can connect your crypto wallet. I've connected a demo wallet over here just so we can mess around here. And you can literally take bets on absolutely anything. So, for example, let's go to interest rates. Okay, so I'm going to go to interest, Fed interest rates, September 2024. Now, I have a view. I have a view that interest rates are going to be cut by 25%, right? So I go to 25 basis point decrease, and I bet yes. And if I bet $10 or $100 on a yes, and they do reduce interest rates by 0.25 basis points, I'm going to get paid $128, right? Now, I don't think there's going to be a 50 basis point rate hike, so I'm going to go to 50 bips, and I'm going to bet no. I'm going to bet $100 on no. And every time I bet $100 on no, I'm going to make $168. Now, if we get a 25 basis point rate hike, and we don't get a 50 basis point rate, I get paid out on both bets. And so basically, I think when you're talking about a market where you can bet on anything. Now, remember, this is what the odds are at this point in time. Remember that if the odds change and tomorrow you want to exit your bet, you can exit your bet. You don't have to hold your bet right until the end. You can exit. You can take the counter side of that bet and you can exit the bet. And you can literally bet on anything. You can bet on the live audience at the Trump-Harris debate. Will they allow a live audience or won't they allow a live audience? You can bet on that. You can literally bet on anything. Super Bowl champions, who's going to win? Will JD Vance be replaced? Will Ukraine Will Ukraine hold Kursk through 31 August? And I think that this could be the next generation of meme coins. Why? Because it allows us to take bets on attention or anything very, very, very quickly, in and out, using our crypto in a decentralized way. In a decentralized way, it allows us to get our dopamine hits. Now, if you haven't yet tried Polymarkets, and again, they're not a sponsor. I do think that they are an amazing, amazing, amazing betting site. I reckon go and try it. It's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of really fucking cool bets here. Our researchers did some here. Let's see what they've got here. Well, Solana above $150 on August 16th. Let's see what the odds of that are. 25% chance. August 16th is tomorrow. 25% chance. Oof. I would actually bet against that now. I would take a bet. Actually, maybe not. Let's just see. Market's actually moving. You see, so you can literally take bets on anything and you get paid out immediately. Immediately. So look, it's a prediction market site. It's not a betting site. It's not a casino. It's a prediction market site that it is. It's people making predictions about certain things that are going to happen and people placing money behind those predictions. Again, go and check it out. I mean, it's not gaming. It's not casino. It's not gambling. It's none of that. It's just people doing predictions around outcomes that may actually happen. Cool. That is that. Couple of announcements. Number one, remember that if you want to sign up for Kyle's Well School. So remember, we signed up for Sheldon's Sniper School. Kyle's running his last day trading.
It depends if you have a stable career and you have new income that's going to be coming in, which you're willing to allocate into that position. If it is in a downtrend, but it's fast approaching major support, then no, you don't need to cut the position because you could rather allocate some additional capital to bring your average.
Kyle's Well School. This is the last time he's doing it. The next one's going to cost $999. There is a link below. Where is the link below? It says Sniper School. I mean, why does it say Sniper School in Kyle? Or is this yesterday? No, it's today's show. They must change it. It must say Whale School here. And they must, Whale School. Oh, there it is. Whale School. Click here. Sign up to Whale School. Do it quickly. You've got, let's see how long you've got until it happens. 5 hours. You've got 5 days to sign up and get approved. Betting is not gambling. This is prediction markets. It's a prediction markets. No giveaways today. We need some. It's kicking ass. Well done, Ranjit or Imran, guys. If you're wrong, what's the loss? The money that you put down. So if you put down, yeah, let me show you basically how it works. So let's say for example, let's go to one of these things. Okay, so let's go let's go to this one. Okay, so let's say Kamala Harris, if she won the presidential election, if you say no. Let's say you say yes, and you put $100 in yes. If you're wrong, you lose your $100. You see, but if you're right, you win $184. So that's how it works. Listen, guys, I will see you guys again tomorrow. Short show today because there's really nothing going on except the fruit tier list. If anybody wants to continue the fruit tier list, it's not happening. See you guys again tomorrow. Till then, trade well, my friends.